when we do find a dead bird that just looks like it just dropped from the sky, that could be an indication that it has West Nile virus. So we test the birds to see if they're a carrier. And then if a mosquito were to feed on the dead bird, then they can become a carrier. Then the mosquito comes and they either bite humans or horses, and then that spreads the disease to humans is what we're mostly concerned about, but the horses as well. So there's a vaccination for the horse that we want horse owners to complete, but for humans there's not. So the best protection for a human would be to, you know, avoid the mosquitoes from dawn to dusk, if you can't, or dusk to dawn I should say, and to, you know, be covered up and use the proper protection.
And then as far as those people or the residents that come into contact with some of these birds, as you mentioned, a little bit about what they need to do.
If they do find a dead bird, it looks like it hasn't been hit by a car, and it is intact, and it's not older than, say, 24 to 48 hours, then what we'd want them to do is to refrigerate it, to collect it and refrigerate it, and then either call us and we'll come get it, or they can bring it here to the health department and we'll send it off to the lab.
And this, I know, coincides with your monitoring of the actual mosquito population with the traps. I mean, you'll still do that later this summer. I mean, and of course, we have the evidence of West Nile virus in this area.
Yes, we definitely will continue to trap as we have in the last few years. And, the last couple of years, last year, the very first trap, we had a positive West Nile. So, we hope that doesn't happen. But if that was the case, we would continue to monitor, but we then would emphasize more education and larvicide at that point.